When Boston's mayoral candidates hold their first debate tonight, they're expected to talk about schools, development, and public safety. Incumbent Boston Mayor Thomas Menino may also tout newly reported crime statistics, which show that shootings between June and August in Boston are down 50% compared to last summer. Other violent crimes are down 15% this summer. But as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports, violence is still a big concern of city residents.
The homicide rate hasn't gone down in Boston's Grove Hall. The Roxbury-Dorchester neighborhood has been the scene of 8 homicides so far this year, the same number as last year. That worries Timothy Biggs. He's sitting outside his family's barbershop on Blue Hill Avenue. He's lived here all his life and says violence has only gotten worse.
Crime is always a concern. I have a 15-year-old daughter. You know, she went out to the store some weeks ago, got her bike stolen. There was times where she was with her cousin. He's 12. Some guys jumped him, beat him up. He's 12. You know, they asked him where he was from. He told him where he was from. So what? And they beat him up. So that's crime to me. It's like you can't walk the streets around here now because the children aren't being governed. Children aren't being taught.
And Biggs says he doesn't trust the police to help.
In these neighborhoods, Rochester, Roxbury, and Mattapan, everybody gets stopped or snatched up by the police for one reason or another. It's not like the police don't know who the criminals are. If they know who the criminals are, then they should go and get them. You know, and that would decrease crime.
Jorge Martinez has similar complaints about the Boston Police Department, even though he has what he describes as a close working relationship with the BPD. Martinez runs Project Right, a community organization in Grove Hall. He describes a series of what he calls dysfunctional police initiatives over the Menino years, some of which never went very far. He points to one program started last year, encouraging parents to allow cops to search their homes for guns without a warrant.
Well, they had very good intentions. It's not like they hate people or they hate young people or this and that. They, very good intentions, but the strategy is not going to work here. We're very vocal and we're very proud and we like to be given the respect that's due and we like to be part of the solution.
The reality is that Mayor Menino runs the police department. If people have concerns about public safety policy.
City Councilor Chuck Turner has represented Roxbury for nearly 10 years. He calls the police department one of the worst-run parts of Menino's administration. He recently did a study of homicides and found that over the last decade, 342 murders have gone unsolved. That's 55% without an arrest.
When a murder does take place, the public has a right to expect the police department to solve that murder, with the assumption that the more you solve the murders, the more people you take off the streets who believe that they can use violence as a tool of control, as a tool of power, which is important. And I think the Boston Police Department doesn't do that.
The Boston Police Department says it's beefed up its homicide unit, and that's showing good results. This year, they have solved 50% of homicides, up from 30% a few years ago. The national average is 61%. Mayor Tom Menino says the officers are using the latest technology and strategies to police Boston.
Every few years, changing techniques. Crime is down in Boston. That's the proof of the work that's going on in Boston. We're not perfect, but we're working hard with the community. It's community and the city working together.
But Menino's mayoral challengers say the police could work better with the community. No one is promising to lower crime rates drastically, but at least one candidate says he'll change the way cops interact with residents. City Councilor Sam Yoon wants the police department to focus more on what he calls customer service. He also wants to completely restructure the department, which he says hasn't changed in more than 30 years.
It's high time we just re-examine the way we do things in law enforcement and public safety and say what works, what isn't working, and have the courage and hopefully through an election a mandate from taxpayers and residents to reform the system.
Yoon says he would start an independent civilian review board that has the power to investigate police conduct and review policies and strategies. City Councilor Michael Flaherty, on the other hand, is proposing to get residents more involved in crime fighting with something he calls e-policing. He wants the department to notify residents by email or text message when there's been a crime in their area.
We're going to humble ourselves, and we want to partner. And one of the ways we partner is we open up the lines of communication to let residents know what's happening in their neighborhood so they can look out for one another as neighbors, so that they can look to see if there's any suspicious activities.
Flaherty also says he would hire more street workers and place them in schools. Developer and mayoral candidate Kevin McRae says he would increase the number of cops on the street and improve technology for modeling crime patterns. McRae and the other candidates said the department, especially its managers, needs to look more like the community it polices. According to BPD statistics, 82% of supervisors in the department are white, while the community is about 50% Black, Latino, and Asian. That imbalance is something the Boston Police Department, under Mayor Menino, agreed to address just weeks ago. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.